This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. Bentornati a tutti. Come stiamo oggi? Bene, malissimo, odiamo il mondo, o forse lo amiamo? Anything's possible, right? I personally love the world today. And thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Bringlese Daily. It's a good sign. It means that you care about your English. It means that you have goals. It means that you want to keep getting better. Congratulations. And speaking of getting better, can I challenge you to a translation? All right, let's do it. Today's translation challenge is: se tu potessi andare in un solo stato americano, quale sceglieresti? We have a question today. Let me ask that one more time. Se tu potessi andare in un solo stato americano, quale sceglieresti? Allora, ragazzi, alla fine della puntata capiremo come dire questa frase in inglese, but I think it is time to begin with today's one big thing. And I will say, today's one big thing is close to my heart. Because we will not be talking about a specific news story, but rather, let's talk about Denver, Colorado. For those of you who don't know, yes, I am American. And my hometown is Denver, Colorado. Denver is the capital of Colorado, and Colorado is an essential state. There is no beach, there is no sea, there's really no water. It's a very dry state, but Colorado is known for the Rocky Mountains. If you like natural beauty, if you like camping and skiing and fishing, and in general, just beautiful landscapes, Colorado could be a great place for you. I always tell Italians that international tourists rarely come to Colorado, but Americans come often to Colorado because Americans love this state. It is truly known as one of the most beautiful natural states in the entire country. And as I said, its capital is Denver. So let me tell you guys a little bit about Denver and Colorado. First, Denver's nickname is the Mile High City. Denver is 1 mile, una miglia, above sea level. So the elevation is very high, and many people actually feel that when they come. There is less oxygen at that elevation. So maybe when you breathe, you can feel a slight difference because we are the Mile High City. Another thing I love about Denver is the sunshine. Many places, you know, for example, London, they have a bad reputation of being gray and cloudy all the time, and it's always rainy. I definitely could not say the same about Denver. Denver is seriously the sunniest place I think I've ever been. It feels sunny almost every single day. And I did a little bit of research. Denver is actually sunnier than cities like Miami or San Diego and Los Angeles. Los Angeles is known as the sunny city. I mean, not specifically, but it's known as a sunny city. But Denver actually has more sunshine per year. So hey, if you like sunny skies and the blue sky, Denver is a good choice for you. Now, to give you more specific information about this location in the U.S., Colorado has a population of about 6 million people. So it's not a small populated state. There are quite a few people who live in Colorado. Colorado's northern border is shared with Wyoming. And paradoxically, Wyoming is the least populated state, even though it's very big. I think Wyoming is the 11th or 12th biggest state in the U.S., but it's the least populated. On the other hand, one state below, in Colorado, we have 6 million people, and we're not on a coast. So of all the states that are not on a coast, I think Colorado is one of the most popular. Denver is kind of unusual because it's a pretty big city, but it's not on the coast. So for those of you who are looking on a map, you will probably see Colorado's shape and you'll start laughing because there's nothing unique about it. It's literally a rectangle. And it's funny because when I show Italians Colorado on a map, they say, "Ma vivi in un rettangolo?" And I say, "Yes." I did not choose Colorado's shape. That's just the way it is. And despite being a rectangle, it's a very beautiful rectangle. Let me just add one more small thing. Many Italians love national parks. In Colorado, we have 4 national parks, including Rocky Mountain National Park. So long story short, my summary of Colorado is a very beautiful city. Well, Denver is a very beautiful city. Colorado is a very beautiful state. We have great nature. We even have professional sports, baseball, basketball, hockey, football. So there's, I wouldn't say so much to do, but you can definitely entertain yourself. Colorado's a really cool place. And since I'm from there, I want to share a little bit about it with Italians. Understandably, most Italians only consider places like New York or California or Florida. As I said, that's understandable, but there is much more to America than just those places. So if I don't talk about it, who will? And that's why I wanted to share a little bit about Colorado today. Anyway, I think it's a good time to move on to the question of the day. And today's question is, what's the best kind of coffee? What is the best kind of coffee? Now, I'm definitely a coffee lover, and I will say right away, I love all kinds of coffee. There is no kind of coffee I don't like. Espresso, macchiato, cappuccino, americano, con sugar, senza sugar. Literally any combination of any kind of coffee, ginseng, I like it. The question is, what's the best kind of coffee? And I can already assume that most Italians won't agree with me. But for me, the best kind of coffee is American coffee. Oh my God, surprising. An American prefers American coffee. Is that shocking? Is that shocking to you guys? Maybe, but it's also true. I'm not going to lie just to make you guys happy. I'm not going to say, no, l'espresso batte tutto. There are a few problems I have with espresso. As I said, yes, I love it, but in the morning, when I drink coffee, and remember yesterday's episode, I don't eat anything in the morning. The only thing I'm consuming is coffee. I like longer coffee. I want something to accompany me in my morning. It's a pleasure. It's a friend. If I drink espresso, it's like, whoosh, ah, that was good, but it's over. It's done. When you drink American coffee, you take a sip and it's still there. And 2 minutes later, you take another sip and it's still there. And it is your companion in the morning. You can have some companionship that lasts 30 minutes, 1 hour. And I love having that drink. There's a word in English called cozy. Cozy means comfortable and warm, and you're in your comfort zone. Having American coffee adds a cozy vibe to the morning. Just a little espresso cannot do the same thing. However, if we're talking about post-lunch coffee, I never drink coffee after lunch when I'm in the United States. If I'm in Europe, I like espresso after lunch. I'm not looking for companionship after lunch. In the morning, I am. So, depending on the time of day, I would probably tell you there's a different kind of best coffee. But in general, my favorite kind of coffee is long American coffee in the morning. I like it. It feels good. It's a pleasure. It's not unhealthy or anything like that. Do I love espresso and all the other kinds of coffee as well? Yes, I do. And that is my answer to today's question of the day. I'm curious what you guys think about that. Feel free to let me know with a comment. And before we finish, let's go back to today's translation challenge. So let me remind you that today's question was, se tu potessi andare in un solo stato americano, quale sceglieresti? E comunque so che adesso tutti voi state pensando, è certamente il Colorado, dopo la spiegazione che ho dato, but it's not a real question. I just want you to translate this question. Se tu potessi andare in un solo stato americano, quale sceglieresti? In inglese, per dire questa domanda, io direi, if you could only go to one U.S. state, which would you choose? If you could only go to one U.S. state, or one American state, which would you choose? Puoi anche usare which one. Puoi anche dire what would you choose. Abbiamo una frase nel second conditional. E come tutte le conditionals, ci sono due parti. Nella second conditional, le due parti sono would e simple past. Ma la parte simple past è la parte con if. Quindi se tu potessi, abbiamo if you could. Could è il simple past del verbo can. Quindi quando usiamo can nel simple past è could anche nel conditional. Se tu potessi andare, if you could go. O anche aggiunto l'avverbio only, l'unico stato. If you could only go to one U.S. state, uno stato americano, statunitense, U.S. state, U.S., oppure American state. La seconda parte della frase è, which would you choose? Abbiamo una scelta tra le cose, quindi which va bene. E iniziamo la domanda con l'ausiliare would. Siamo nella seconda parte del conditional, quindi would. Which would you choose? Scegliere, choose. So how was that? Come è andato per voi, ragazzi? Spero bene. Se l'hai sbagliato, non ti preoccupare. Non tenere giù la testa. Alzala e sorridi perché hai provato. E tra 24 ore possiamo riprovare, because in 24 hours I will have another new episode, and I think it will be very interesting. So join me again tomorrow. Thank you for joining me today. And I will talk to you guys very soon. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. Peace out.